right.
And all those people die happy, but they're kids, Marty.
They're kids. Doc Brown comes back from the future, speaking gibberish. Yeah. Nothing's okay for anybody's kids. Everyone's kids.
All of your kids are going to die.
He comes back. Generational wealth, Marty. We have to establish generational wealth. We have to go back and get a sports almanac.
That should have been the third one. It's like he comes back and he's like, we actually need to do that now.
That would be so funny. Oh my god. If Biff still gets the almanac in the past and they have to go fight old man Biff who has it, it's like, I'm gonna give it to myself.
That could be good.
Way better than that shitty Wild West one.
It wasn't their best.
It's not good.
They were like so not wanting to make that movie while they were making it, clearly. They were like, we're done. We're never making another one of these.
For
ever.
How imaginative and crazy the second one is, the third one is really phoned in.
I don't hate it as much as everybody else does. Like
I used to like it, but I've just grown to really be like, it's just pointless. I don't want to watch it. It's not like
he falls in love with Clara, man.
Dude, I don't care. It's a boring, it's just not good.
Mr. Estwood.
It's just not satisfying. It doesn't have anything to... It's just not...
He's duded up gutter trash. Nobody calls me yellow.
Yeah, man. I think in the third one, they should have gone back and murdered 50s Biff. Like, I think they should have had the final showdown where they just kill Biff. You know what I mean?
That would have been awesome. Kill this teenager.
He destroys the world. Like,
dude, it really is like killing baby
it
Hitler.
It should have been like the end of Shining Girls. They should have
like made it so that Biff can never be safe.
Take
and never
back
feel okay.
Until he's, yeah, just like fuck him up. That's what the third movie should have like,
he no never money. Knows a minute of peace.
This trip's about something else. Revenge.
Revenge, Marty. We gotta go, we gotta revenge you kids.
He's not gonna get away with it.
Welcome to No One Can Know About This, a podcast where we play every Final Fantasy. I'm Jeff Ekman.
And I'm Ryan Kasmiski.
And here we go, Season 7, Episode 37.
What's going on now? We just did something with Kuja in
the
palace.
Yeah, we did the whole thing where we went to the Forgotten Continent and...
Got the Gulug Stone,
and then we cut back to the prison.
And we escaped. We got Sid
the desert prison
to save everybody.
Yeah, Sid did his goofy, slow march to grab the key. He got the key. I think where we left off is where Vivi...
Oh, yeah, we're in control of Vivi now, wandering around Kuja's palace.
Yeah. But before that, our ramen had arrived.
Yeah, so really what's next is we're going to eat
food
again.
We're going to eat ramen. First, I have what I'm hoping will be some outdated video game news. Hit the theme song. We're all playing Helldivers 2, and we can't friend people cross-platform.
By
and this
we
is a
all,
problem.
We mean our little friend group of like
yeah,
four
like
or
me,
five people.
You, and a couple other people.
But one of them, his Steam name is incompatible with PlayStation Network, which you need a PlayStation Network link to like play cross-play.
And you have a Steam account that works, so you're like the connecting factor.
There's like something with if you use characters in your name that aren't compatible with PSN, you can't friend anybody.
And so
there's
like,
all
Ryan
these Helldivers
has to be playing
there.
If this group of friends that we have want to play together.
Yeah.
Like, I can't talk to Charlie without you being
all
there.
All we're saying is we're going to lose this war against the bugs if Mission Command doesn't get their shit together
and
fix this bug.
I hope this is outdated video game news.
Because I hope they fix this by the time you all hear this. It's been driving us crazy.
And if it's not, that's fucked up, man. They should fix that.
Yeah, Helldivers 2, man, if you're interested in a co-op shooter, that's the one.
Yeah.
You should play that game.
It's scratching the itch that Destiny 2 once scratched for us.
Yeah, it doesn't have the loot grind to the same extent, really, no. But just for, like...
Turning your brain off, hanging out,
and having some tactics and some objectives to complete.
Running around a map.
Really been enjoying
it. Oh, I need your help over here. I'm a big fan of, you know, 3 to 4 people co-oping through an area. It's like you have a party, like in Final Fantasy.
Yeah, but they're all real people.
They're all real people.
And there's no magic.
There's no magic.
And there's not a story either.
Well, isn't magic just science that we haven't yet understood because we're but cavemen? So in a way...
Well, I mean, that's like the modern read game on is, it.
Is magic.
But maybe and magic so is just this
what,
other thing.
What appears to us as magic is actually just sci-fi that we don't understand yet.
You can't pretend that genres don't exist and that and that the words don't mean anything.
Anyway, fix your shit, Helldivers.
Yeah, we've also just released the first episode of our long play for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
That's right.
We're fucking loving that game, too.
We're still so early, but we are exploring every inch of it and really thrilled.
Yeah, it's been great so far.
So go to patreon.com/nocat and watch our unedited playthrough of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
A lot less rage than our Final Fantasy 16 playthrough.
That the rage really built in that one.
I mean, there's not no rage.
Well, I've been trying to... Yeah, that's true. The Zach stuff
I feel like the balance
upsetting.
Is correct again with this game.
Right. And I've been trying to keep it to a minimum how many times I'm looking at this game going like, really? Fuck 16. Like, fuck it. Fuck it even harder now that I'm playing this.
Yeah, I've been trying to like rein in my getting so angry about pieces of media I don't like stuff. But yeah. Like, I think 16 did it where I was like, man, there's like hours of embarrassing recordings of me like acting like this game is a crime.
Yeah. but it's man, not a crime. It's just bad.
I'm just so glad that this one is like everything that that one wasn't.
It's
you know?
Such a philosophically opposite game
yeah.
from 16.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm
the design,
loving it.
The design philosophy, you mean, of just like every single thing
yeah.
is like more stuff.
More varied
systems.
You know, and the dialogue is well written.
The dialogue
I
is
can't
well
believe
written.
It.
The characters smile. They often smile
they'll
at each other.
They'll touch each other
they,
on the shoulder.
They also
all
of the cutscenes are fully blocked and animated. They move around each other.
It's really well shot.
Yeah, it's really well shot.
There's so much that we don't know about it yet, so it's still like, you know, will we get bored or frustrated by this element or that element? It's like too early to say, but so far, I just get the opposite feeling.
I think I'm just going to mostly enjoy the whole... The thing is, it's fun to play, so even if the story pisses me off, I'm going to enjoy the game.
And it's if I am sick of what it's doing right now, 5 minutes from now, it's going to present in a completely other game
the
to me.
The number of mini games that they've just put into the world, and instead of trying to explain why there's a mini game now, it just like happens to the characters,
it's
and they go
great.
Like, "Well, that was weird."
They're like, "That was did we just get Jumanji'd?
Yeah,
we just got sucked into a board
got
game.
Sucked into a board game,
and we got modeled as our old
but man, yeah. Go check out the
FSM.
Patreon and follow along with that playthrough."
Yes.
But yeah, let's get
back
to
into this.
Final Fantasy IX.
So the ramen that we had ordered
was
like really, really good. I had like found some place that was like not on the DoorDash that was like extra recommended. And I remember in this recording, we're really impressed by it.
Well, look forward to that. I know that's why you all tune in.
That's what's going to happen at the beginning. I think we're also going to talk through, you know, take stock of our feelings and thoughts on the game. And then we'll get back into it. We're going to go around Kuja's palace. Alice's Vivi.
Yeah, we always leave these meals in when we're editing, assuming that the conversation will be relevant.
At least a little relevant. Or we'll just cut it down to just like,
we'll just
oh man, this sandwich is so good. All
Yum.
Right. And we sit down to play.
Well,
so
let's see what happens now, because I genuinely don't remember.
Oh, wow. That's so fucking full of flavor.
That's unreal. That's really good.
Yeah, this place kicks ass.
And now I'm just remembering, yeah, we wind up on a long conversation about ramen. I don't think we talk much about the game here.
You can lick the floor when I'm done, okay? So much better to eat this without a giant beard.
Feeling a lot
better.
Yeah,
it does seem inevitable that there would be like a national chain of like a ramen place that's just, I mean, maybe there already is and I just don't even know because a lot of them, their names are so similar.
Right.
Like Tatsunoya. It's possible I've eaten at a Tatsunoya in another part of town, you know? I have no fucking idea. I have no clue.
Well, the problem is there's also a place in Pasadena called Tatsu Ramen.
That's what I mean. I think there's a Tatsu Ramen. I think I've eaten at another one of those. Maybe Tatsu Ramen is the chain we're thinking. Maybe those are all over. But I've had Tatsu Ramen. I've had Katsu Ramen.
Yep.
I've had...
Yep. Batsu Game Ramen.
Just saying.
Silver Lake Ramen has that quality to it, though, that I feel like it just would spread like a Chipotle. It's a little too expensive to be like that mass
market.
I
don't think soups really have that kind of hold in America. I don't think...
I'm just saying it could be as common as a... Less common than an Applebee's, but more on that scale than a fast food.
Why do you want this to happen?
You know? Just saying. America needs a ramen place.
But they have lots of them. America has
America
lots of
needs
ramen.
A fucking A...
A1, no, America has lots of ramen places.
That was really good.
Mm-hmm, I agree. Is this the FF7 music?
The Shinra music?
No. See, this happened to me earlier where I was listening to FF9 music and was like, was that an earlier FF? And you were like, no, that's the world music, this is the 10 music.
But it might have been an earlier FF also, maybe it's, hold on.
No, this is definitely Kuja's theme.
Yeah, it just has a similar, like, stomp and clap vibe to, like, We Will Rock You,
right.
Almost, like, duh.
What's funny, though, is we are going to hit, in Mount Gulug, one of the only repeated themes, and that fucks with my head even further, because it is a theme that's from FF1 that's reused in FF9.
Hi, Haley. You may lick my face.
Oh, Haley.
So we sit back down to play.
Yeah, full of ramen. And we're Vivi, and we're in the room with the Moogle. Inside Kuja's palace after escaping from the prison.
Torture room.
Oh, so full.
Desert palace. Tight.
Text comes up showing that we're in the desert palace. As Vivi, we're going to be making our way towards Kuja.
This is so cool.
This does look awesome.
We walk out onto a walkway that's flanked by giant angel statues.
Yeah, and this whole big room that we're in is like covered in geometric stained glass. The floor is like made out of brass that has patterns etched into it.
Super ornate.
Ooh.
There are candelabras around that you can light up.
Light the candle, touch the device.
Ooh, light the candle.
Offering of power, faithful paladin, extract the power to nullify the elemental properties from the ring.
Inspect the bloodstone.
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Throughout this dungeon, there are a bunch of glowing orbs. They're called bloodstones. Anytime you touch one, you get like a weapon or piece of armor to equip.
Promised ring. We're getting some sick equipment.
You know what I just thought of for the first time in this playthrough? What super bosses may exist.
Dude, I think there's some insane ones, and I'm actually kind of excited to take them on.
Yeah, because, like, nothing's been, you know, overly challenging. You know, we've just been nicely leveled for everything.
We've actually already missed one of the super bosses.
Yeah, we missed the book at the beginning.
Tantarian.
Yeah, there's one other in the endgame that you can get to.
We won't miss that one.
No, and then there's also just some almost super boss level enemies out on the map that you can find and get fucked up by if you wish.
Mag 11, no. What does that mean? What does that mean?
But while we're looking around in the menu, we see an ability called Mag Elem Null.
Magic Elemental Nullification.
It makes Vivi's black magic spells non-elemental.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Can you explain that to me a little bit?
So you know how sometimes you can't really use magic on a guy because he's just going to absorb it?
Uh-huh.
This takes that away because it's all non-elemental.
So it becomes...
It just becomes like damage.
Yes. So...
They just gave it to us.
It does look like it's going to be a long time to learn it. So we should get going on it?
Yeah, I equipped it on him.
We're thinking that we got that ability because maybe we need to use it here.
Yeah, it might be like useful in some upcoming fight, I'm thinking.
But it does take 13 gems to turn it on, which is like a huge number.
Should I put it on right now? Should I just fucking
you know
take
what?
The hit?
And then you need three more.
there we go.
But won't ability up help us learn this ability faster?
Yeah, but right now I'm hoping it'll help me in whatever this boss fight is about to
be. Maybe this boss fight will be a huge number of AP.
I'm taking a gamble. Yeah, I know it. God, okay, so...
You know what I'm saying? I'm just...
You're right. I got it. There we go. Hold on, let's see. We got... Do we want Insomniac? Do we think there'll be sleep? Or do we think there'll be something gnarly or, like, petrify? Okay, I'm taking a gamble there because it might be nothing, but...
I know.
It's really good. Maybe no reason, but
no.
If it pays off, it'll be really sweet.
We get to like a little sign that tells us that the way forward won't be open until a lamp is lit.
Yeah, this is a big statue called the Illusion of the Goddess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's another angel. Very classic. I don't know what era you call this. It looks like normal like European Christian imagery. Like,
they're surrounded by gargoyles.
There's gargoyles, there's angels.
Gargoyles meaning... the enemy type, not the type of thing that flows water.
They're not on the side of a building actually doing the function of a gargoyle. Mm-hmm. They just look like the same design as many of those.
Exactly.
Monster drains.
Illusion of the goddess. The path will open when the lamp is lit.
Light the lamp. The truth of the devil.
We walk up to one of the gargoyles, and this one is called the Truth of the Devil.
Yeah, they all have little signs on the front of them.
The bloodstone is proof of his power. Hide the light with your hand. Promise of the evil god. The bloodstone is the source of his power. Each color holds different powers.
Oh, their heads are turning. I was like, what is that sound?
Yeah, I was wondering that. Okay, they're like watching you. That's cool.
Somehow I solved this puzzle just by walking around in front of them.
Yeah.
Their heads turned to the right place watching me and a big energy staircase appears.
Yeah.
Like a blue
the statue's see-through. Eyes glow red and then a swoop of staircase appears.
But there's like a place to the left I haven't gone yet, so I'm gonna go that way first and then come back to the stairs.
Swing.
Oh, look at this ethereal staircase.
New staircase. It's
tempting, but,
You're not gonna take the... Wow, this place really is cool.
We ascend another spiral staircase. We find ourselves on a landing that has a few staircases leading to it. There are statues blocking your way to accessing the other staircases, but there's also...
There's like a doorway-sized stained glass window with a lamp next to it that we can light.
When you light the lamp, the opposite stained glass window on the other side of the room opens.
Yeah,
but we can't access
we can't
that because
there right
there's
now.
Other statues that are in the way.
Light the lamp, open the door, light all of them.
I should go up that ethereal staircase, huh?
We gotta know what's going on there. It may be a trap, it may be a lie. What's up here?
I sort of wish there were fights.
This is like the only time...
We've had a dungeon without
we've
fights.
We've ever had a... Like, what are you gonna complain about it now?
Yeah,
like, we've always wanted this.
Well, I just got those abilities.
Yeah, amazingly, there's no random encounters around here.
Yeah, but I went backwards and went up the illuminated staircase, and there was another torch to light, and now I think all of the, like, doors are open now.
Yeah, so you go back to the landing with the staircases, and now you can go further
yeah,
in.
Yeah, the big stained glass window is now an open door.
This is sweet. Okay, so that brought the
door back. I think you want to light all of them.
There's some configuration of lit lamps that will allow us to move forward, but it's hard to figure it out.
Like right now, we've found 7 lamps that are lightable. 3 of them on either side of this staircase and 1 up the ethereal staircase.
And there's got to be various combinations to open different doors.
Yeah, like I just walked into this new landing and lit one and it sealed the door behind me.
Right.
So it's like unclear what combination we need.
I don't know what that did, but flash white everywhere. Now all the lamps are lit.
And I am stuck here.
Well, wait, there's a puzzle going on here. There's got to be a way where you can open the 2 doors. I don't know what the fuck that third one does.
So that opens that.
Yeah, but this one's still closed. Because the idea that you need...
does something crazy.
Yeah. Like, I'm wondering if the idea is you need to somehow get them all lit.
There we go. I think I'm supposed to just light this one.
Okay.
Yeah, these are gone now, these statues. I can go
And now you're progressing.
So through trial and error, we've worked out how to move forward. We got some statues to disappear. We can walk to a new landing now.
And there we find another statue, the Lie of the Archon.
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 Lie of the Archon. The path will open when all lamps are lit.
Yeah, so I have to somehow light those.
But that's a lie.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm thinking that we have to light them all when that's supposedly a lie.
It's the Lie of the Archon.
It's the Lie of the Archon. Or the Archon. We've already seen Archon. I'm going to say that, be saying it now.
I wonder if
there's two more right in here now that you have access to.
Huh?
No. Go back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, the statues are gone. Now you can close the doors, and all the lamps will be lit, and the Lie of the Archon will become the truth of the Archon.
We've lit all the torches, and now in front of the Lie of the Archon statue, there's like a glowing ball of light we can interact with.
Called the Offering of Power.
Yeah.
The Offering of Power. Faithful Paladin, extract magic from the chain. Inspect bloodstone. Great, another anklet.
Well,
was this closed?
Yeah, this was closed.
Okay, so that's the path. Cool.
We continue forward deeper into the desert palace,
mm-hmm.
and we find ourselves in a hallway that there's big windows on one side mm-hmm. of the hallway, and then just statues on the other side, and more candles to light.
What is this place? This place is weird.
Oh, okay, so there is fights in here.
Yeah, there are random encounters in this part of the dungeon.
Are the random encounters like me?
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh, Quirrell!
I like his hat.
Cool hat, Quirrell.
Yeah, we're fighting a big cat.
And I just cast Thundara on him with Vivi and it did damage.
Thundara Tomara? What is this called? Torama. It's not called Quirrell.
Minnie!
I know can eat it too. We can. I bet you can eat it now.
Yeah, I wonder if making them small helps.
Go to sleep. It's a sleepy kitty.
It's just gonna.
Wake up. Now I eat. Tastes bad.
Well, I mean, you gotta trust her, you know.
But. The area where things were gonna taste good was the area where we left her behind. Boo.
Is this not a way, or...?
Yeah, it is a way. You seem to have found it.
We get into a fight with some kind of wizard mind flayer type looking guy.
Sorry, Haley. I dropped my phone on her.
Absorb the brain? Why would you do that? I bet this guy tastes bad, too. See, there's lots of magic dudes in here. I wonder if having non-elemental magic is...
I bet it is.
Absorb
the brain.
Let's make you small.
I'm going to eat you. Tastes bad. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Oh, wait. I think there's a staircase in the foreground.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Light the candelabra, turn on the stained glass window.
Running through, I'm still just like lighting lamps and candles I find. I'm assuming this is unlocking the way forward in some way.
It is funny that there's like a giant stained glass window that lights up when you light up the candle, but it's mm-hmm. not like it's lit by the candle.
Well, I mean, I assume that lighting the candle turns on a light behind it. You
exactly.
Know? It's got to be connected.
To an actual like powered light that gets turned on by lighting a candle.
Turn on the stained glass window. Now you're up here.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
You enter a library, a large series of bookshelves.
Yeah, it's like
there's like three tiers.
It's like a three-story bookshelf, basically, in a big room with a vaulted ceiling.
Reminds me a little bit of a room that's in Bermesia that you had to like go up.
There were a lot of rooms that looked a lot like this in Bermesia, just in terms of lighting, I think.
More places should have statues that are...
There's a candelabra. Come on.
Gateways, you know? I like when they make two statues that are identical and point them at each other and make you walk through them. We should be doing that more.
We walk up to the bookshelves and we pick up one of the books.
Wise Man's Folly. Unlit stained glass opens the path when lit.
Okay. Why can't I fucking light these ones?
You gotta do that one first, and that'll like... Ooh.
You light a candelabra on the top floor, and the top floor's bookshelf raises, revealing a pathway.
Cute. Whoa. Offering of power. Faithful paladin. Extract the power to dodge from the bracer. The Nakai armlet. Pretty good. Like, it just raises the stats apparently.
So we were given the Enkai armlet on the top floor.
Yeah, now that we've unlocked the top bookshelf, we can light the middle candelabra, and it'll unlock the middle bookshelf secret door.
Okay, there's that door. Okay, now we can light that one. Cool. This is cool.
This is real.
Turn on the stained glass window.
Okay, now I can probably do the bottom one.
Yeah, through the second floor door, you turn on some stained glass windows,
mm-hmm.
and then come back and open up the bottom floor door.
And then through that door, there's another candle that I also light.
So, where is Moogle?
Where yeah, you heard of him.
You heard a phantom, whoa!
Yeah, after lighting that third candle, you walk back into the bookshelf room, and obviously there's a Moogle somewhere in yeah. here.
There's a bunch of hidden Moogles in this world. We found a number of them. I'd be surprised if we found all of them.
I don't think we missed any
There
Moogles.
Are some, though, that apparently, like, if you stay in a certain area for a long time, or you come back really? To it, stuff like that.
We'll have to look I that think, up. I wonder if there's one we missed, and that's why we had three letters.
Maybe.
And like, yeah.
yeah. Kubo.
Where is he, Kubo? I'm not crazy, right? There was a Moogle.
I heard him. You what?
Dude, return magic is awesome.
And here we cast Ifrit, I think, for the first time. It's a pretty standard Ifrit. A demon pops out of the ground and throws a big fireball.
Yeah, if there's one complaint about this game, it's that the summon animations and the limit breaks don't have a ton of wow yeah. to them. They don't pop like in 7 and 8.
Check it out.
Ifrit.
Here he is.
There was a pillar that looked like it was the end of the room, but if you walk through it, you can continue
yeah,
left.
Yeah, trick of perspective.
And there's a Moogle there.
Give Mog Sam a letter. According to rumors, Stiltskin is on a quest to find out why Mognet stopped functioning. I'm sure Stiltskin will find out the truth, Koopa. Why did Artemisian stop delivering mails?
This is the only thing I care about. We gotta get Mognet back up. So was he just like off screen? Or like?
Yeah. It was just like this stained glass window. You can walk through it now.
Oh, that's great.
This wall. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for you for hearing that and knowing I gotta find him.
And you're getting secretive. Have I not lit all the fucking lamps?
I've run back to where the lamp puzzle began. I've unlocked some more treasures from further ahead that I can get now. I'm certain that, like, the progression is back here at the start for some reason.
Hello.
There's so many fucking lamps. Was there anything to the right? I mean, I haven't been paying close attention to this area, yeah, so, yeah. No. Oh, there is a chest, is. Though. Fairy earrings.
Because, I mean, coming back through here, this opened up and gave me a new item.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that signals that I lit everything in this area.
Yeah.
The item on the way out.
Yeah.
Up there, though. How do I get all the way up there?
You did get all the way up there. I think that was, like, the top. I don't know, man.
Like, up there.
I thought you did earlier.
Oh, I did. You're right. The way forward. Oh, wait. This was the way forward.
Okay.
The way forward is continuing past the Moogle you found.
Yeah, I had, like, assumed he was a secret, but you have to walk past this Moogle to progress.
You'd gone back all through the rest of the dungeon in the last minutes,
yep.
and then found yourself back
well,
here.
Well, without random encounters, it really makes it nice.
Here's more candles. Never mind. I was about to see if the guide could help us.
No, I got it.
So we're in another weird room with, like, two opposite landings across from each other that you can't, like, walk across. They're
There's a statue on either
other.
Side.
Yeah, and they each have two candles next to the statue, so when you, like, light the candle on the left, for instance, it'll cast a shadow on the statue onto the wall.
The Black Hood.
Trying to figure out this puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a shadow that moves that this thing casts.
Yeah.
Are you just looking for more candles to light, or?
I don't know. There's like this guy.
Dare not follow those of evil, strive to follow those of good.
And so this is the messenger of heaven, and that one over there is evil.
There you go.
I mean, I don't even understand.
I think it's really the shadows thing pointing.
So one of the statues is a demon, and one of them is an angel, and the clue is something about, like, follow good, not evil, or don't walk in the footsteps of evil.
You can have these statues cast a shadow either away from each other or following each other.
Yeah, or facing each other if you want. But anyway, I accidentally unlocked the staircase. Like, I didn't get the hint or understand it. I guess it looks like the devil statues shadow is like is following the angel, so maybe it's like he's walking.
And it says,
in
"Dare
need.
Not follow those of evil; strive to follow those
so
of good."
I guess that's what it means: is you want the devil to follow the angel? But it, I just got it accidentally.
What
the follow? Light is casting a shadow.
Yeah, but like,
see this. This made an angel.
Anyway, you need to make the shadows a certain way. Mm-hmm, I don't think the riddle makes any sense, though.
Okay.
Intruder alert! Defense system activated.
I think we're getting close to the final room of this palace.
Yeah, we get to the top of the stairs over the intercom. There's like a voice saying that the security system is online now.
Initializing automatic countermeasures, transferring from observation to attack mode.
That's not Cooge's voice.
Who is it?
How did you know not to do Cooge's voice?
I thought it was a computer.
It was talking like Majel Barrett.
It's this thing.
So what's been talking to us is a big jade obelisk with some very fancy sort of almost Egyptian-looking patterns inlaid into the front, and has like a big classic Final Fantasy crown on top, you know, like a bunch of spikes married together with an arch.
Mm-hmm. It's just yet another inanimate object that we're fighting.
It's probably like an ancient computer.
It's this ancient computer.
This obelisk? Enhancing defense systems. Mm-hmm. Detecting active bloodstones. Failed to disable the elemental attacks. Magic power enhancement failed. Defense enhancement failed. Evasion enhancement failed. Or magic defense enhancement failed.
So the thing starts reading off all the bloodstones that we got, basically, which was every time you heard us get an item, we were like picking up a powerful secret item we got for lighting candles. And apparently each one of those we got deactivates one of his enhancements.
It reads like we messed up. Like
it does
reads like,
read
like
we failed, up, at the but thing. I think it's saying like magic evasion enhancement failed, yeah. Attack enhancement, like it can't do anything.
Because we got all those bloodstones.
And I think we equipped all of them,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think that was what they told you to do, and we did it.
Magic evasion enhancement failed. We failed to enhance through the bloodstones.
Wait, so I shouldn't have equipped them? Or it failed to enhance?
I don't know what the fuck.
What happened here? You know what? Have some holy.
Have some holy. He's fire-raga-ing you. And now you're returning magic.
That's probably really bad.
No, you're returning it.
Yeah, I thought he would absorb it, though, but he didn't. It was good. Each time I found activated a bloodstone and got the treasure and solved the puzzle, I could have chosen not to take the treasure. And I don't know what he was babbling about at the beginning, but it has to do with the armor that I got from the treasures. Well, I defeated this rock.
You're confused through the whole dungeon, but I think you've nailed it.
My read on it is that each of the bloodstones we got takes power away
right.
from the obelisk.
So I think you've just
and
nailed
I think
this
I
whole thing.
Did everything correctly, yeah. In retrospect, I think I nailed this whole dungeon, yeah.
The defense systems are down.
So as Vivi, you step onto a platform and get teleported away.
And it fades to black and we get a little meanwhile text.
We cut over to...
We're outside of the
Hildegard
1.
It's returned to Cooge's palace from the Forgotten Continent.
Yeah, Zidane
is
here.
With the Gulug stone in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, finally made it back. Well, no rest for the wicked. I gotta get moving.
So we start heading back into the palace.
To find Cooge.
Beaten so many ogres now, they're nothing to me.
But yeah, I don't know what the deal is with the bloodstones, or if something could have happened if I had left them, or if taking them was bad in some way.
We fought these guys?
No, they're new.
This enemy. Three colored balls standing on top of each other.
And they each have their own trench coat. It's like modular. So they stand on each other in different orders of color, but they always add up to three small balls wearing a giant trench coat.
Each ball is a different color. You've got blue, yellow, and red. And which one is on top matters.
Yeah, it has something to do with their abilities and their defenses.
Sword Art Online. Jesus.
Well, that sucks.
They cast Stop on Steiner, and then it seems like our attacks are doing, like, no damage.
Yeah, and they have a ton of... They did Silence on Iko before. We had to cure that. They're crafty little balls.
Jesus.
Like physical damage is very bad.
Well, this is all very bad.
Okay, so now their physical attack red.
I don't know what they mean.
I think the red one is on top now. Just die.
I know. I need to get...
Like, how do we hurt them?
Healing good.
Try using armor break.
Okay, I killed one.
Nice.
Man, these guys suck.
Yeah.
Fucking... Okay, Jesus.
A whole 2 AP.
Great. Get disassembled into a million particles.
Zidane gets teleported from the airship dock back into the palace.
What the? Where are we now? Did I take a wrong turn?
Welcome back! I'm inside the room past the stairs. But I wanted you to come alone, Zidane.
Alone? I knew it. This is a sex thing. He's not dressed like that just for fun.
He's got something up his sleeve. Don't trust him, Zidane.
Thong thing he's got on.
Yeah,
with
tell
the
me
boots.
About
you don't dress like that just for fun.
I'll be okay. You guys wait here. I don't think he wants to hurt me, says Zidane. Oh, watch your back now. You must exercise caution. Stay alert, soldier.
I like that Steiner says, stay alert, soldier. He's respecting Zidane now.
Maybe for the first time. Like, they feel like teammates.
Secrets.
He real jerks of them to put a secret right here.
You know, where you least expect it. Come inside.
So we walk back into Kuja's bedroom. I guess he's been chilling here the whole time while we do this. Mm-hmm. Just kind of overseeing the various...
parts of his plan.
Yeah, and how it's going wrong.
I don't think...
He doesn't know
that
Sid's broken
out. Is he aware that they broke
out?
I don't think so. I think he thinks they're dead.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to see you again, Zidane.
My friends better be all right.
Oh my, blunt as always, I see. Yeah, what is he wearing? take a look in there. Oh no, no need to worry. They just needed some rest, that's all.
Kuja shows us like a grate he has in the floor that's looking down on a prison cell that has Kina, Amarant, Vivi, and Dagger in it.
Now just give me the gulag stone.
I hope Zidane's all right in there. I wonder how the others are doing too.
Who's appearing on the other teleporter? Whoa, it's all of our friends.
Next to Steiner, Freya, and Iko,
a teleporter activates, and all the rest of the party that we just saw down in that prison runs out. It's a trick. They're not imprisoned. He's just trying to trick Zidane. Because he thinks
like
they're
an
dead.
Image under the grate.
He knew he would need them alive to get the Gulag Stone back.
But then he needed to convince Zidane that they were still alive, just passed out or something. And so he took like a screenshot of them.
Yeah. He's got some magic fuckery going on.
Where's Zidane?
He went to see Kuja by himself, but how did you escape?
Actually, we gotta save Zidane. We're running there.
So what is Zidane looking at right now?
An illusion, a fake. Kuja thinks we're all dead.
The whole team runs into Kuja's room.
He's lying to Zidane to get the stone.
But the door shuts on Iko before she can enter.
Yeah, so she's stuck out in the hall.
What a jerk. For story reason, she can't be in there for some reason. What the heck?
Yeah. The door closed on her.
No,
she's gonna be dealing with the Zorn and the Thorn.
Did we kill these guys already?
Dude, we killed them, like, so many times.
As Iko runs back, Zorn and Thorn come up behind her.
I wanna, like, actually kill them, though.
And then it fades over to inside the room where Kuja and Zidane are.
Give me the stone. You bastard, you're the worst scum alive.
I grow weary of your tantrums. Well, will you hand it over or not?
You no need give him, baby.
Huh?
Everybody runs in, blowing up Kuja's plan.
Yeah, except for Iko, and they tell him, look, dude, you don't have to give him the stone, we're fine.
So who's inside this cage? Oh, dear, I wasn't expecting this. That's right, the ones inside are fake. But don't think you've won yet.
What do you mean by that? leave me alone. Iko.
I'll protect you.
What a freak, this frog can speak.
What a freak.
The whole team turns around and we hear Iko getting messed with.
Yeah, Zorn and Thorn are like pushing Iko and Cid into the room.
Frog that goes squish, you'll make a fine dish. Umph.
Umpa.
Ribbit.
Oh man.
Hey.
No, we never needed to give it to him. He was always able to.
And while we're distracted, Kuja uses magic to pull the stone out of our pocket and put it in his hand.
I wanted to finish you off after getting the Gulag stone and killing all of your friends. Instead, I'll just take the girl. I hope we meet again.
Kuja steps on a teleporter and disappears,
saying he's going to take the girl with him, I guess Iko.
Bah, alright, it won't respond.
Today, to the Heldegard.
Let's get him.
Well, we can't have Iko.
So we make up our party. We're going to run off to the Heldegard 1 to try to chase him.
Yeah, we take
Zidane, Dagger, Steiner, and Freya.
So let's take the Dag?
Yeah, we do need Dagger. At least we need a healer. Freya still needs some help.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done with this. Yeah. I like Steiner. Monsters hanging out in this fucking bedroom. Kuja, clean this place up.
Oh.
These fucking guys?
It's the three balls in a trench coat again.
Mm-hmm.
I hate these guys.
So right. The one on the left hit with physical attacks.
Okay, okay.
The one on the right try to hit with magic.
Okay, that's my idea. Okay.
Maybe I'm just wrong. Now he's red on top, he switched.
I don't know. Maybe hitting him changes his ball?
I don't know. I'm not into these puzzle enemies.
Wow, that did a fuckload of damage. Magic
now
attack.
Now they're magic blue. Attack.
Blue magic?
Attack him. Oh yeah, maybe blue magic will hurt him. I don't...
But what's blue magic?
See, now he gets hurt by physical attacks.
I don't know, man.
Because the red one is the physical one. The blue one is the
magic other
one.
No, the other one had the blue on top.
Yeah, and then you hurt him with physical attacks.
Right.
And then when they're red, you have to hit him with magic.
Okay, well let's... Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
We're going with that right now. Seems to be the case.
He took the stone.
Yeah, there's nothing.
So we head out to the Heldegard 1, leaving the palace.
It's this way?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was here, but now it's gone.
So we get to the docking bay, and the airship is not here. I thought this is where Steiner yelled for us to get to.
He did.
Maybe he meant a different Heldegard.
Look, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone now. So I guess you're supposed to go the other way. I misled you.
There's no Heldegard here.
These fucking guys are everywhere.
Fucking ball enemy again.
I don't like them.
I hate them.
What do I do with the blue? The blue is a physical attack.
Yes. You dicks. Dagger.
Dagger, goddammit.
There you go.
Okay, good.
Blue, yeah.
Dagger hasn't said a word in
Princess
quite a while.
Dagger. Huh.
This is where we were supposed to go, dude. Thank God. I almost turned around and went the entire other way.
Yeah, luckily, near the dock for the airship, there's like a platform with a ladder you can kick down and continue forward.
Damn it, he got away.
Really bad.
With our beautiful airship, we can still follow him on the Blue Gnosis.
On our boat. Great minds think alike.
Kuja got to the Heldegard 1 first.
I mean, obviously, he teleported there.
We went to another teleporter and came here.
Yeah, I guess we had to try to catch him. But...
Yeah, but we're going to have to go on the Blue Narcissus.
Let's go, people.
We kick down a ladder off the end of the airship dock and walk out. I don't think we have to walk back through the whole palace.
No, we can descend from here.
Sweet.
That's cool.
You
can go down the middle. Right there.
As we exit that screen,
we cut over to the Heldegard for a cutscene with Kuja.
It's flying across the world map.
Meanwhile, on the Heldegard,
is he going to some fucking island we're not going to be able to get to without an airship?
You can't get me up here. This place doesn't have any beaches.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, he's continuing on.
Bastard.
Oh, and we're hot on his heels.
Oh.
And as he flies across the world map, the camera pans and you can see the blue Narcissus in the ocean, like, chasing the airship.
Hot on his tail. He's headed to the ice continent.
This is just happening.
Cool. I'm down with that.
Ooh. Yeah. It's happening. You know, this is very tense.
This is really cool,
the
actually.
Lost continent.
The lost continent is covered in ice and full of mist, or fog or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mist means something specific in this world.
Yeah, it's not mist.
It's not mist. It's like just foggy. We cut to the deck of the Blue Narcissus, where we're all standing.
And Blank is talking.
He headed towards some weird-looking structure.
Is this something beyond that?
What the hell is Kuja up to? Why did he take Aiko?
His motives are unclear. Ribbit, that girl can summon Eidolons too.
Yup, that's it. He's probably after her for the same reason he was after Dagger. Bop, 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 bop.
Don't worry, Dagger.
We're not gonna let him have his way with you or...
Kuja's got a lot to answer for.
We're given the chance to form our party again.
Yet again. They love doing this every, like, 3 minutes. I guess they need to give you the option, but...
Still a little weird.
Okay, so... What's your party you want to do for some kind of intense showdown?
I'm taking Vivi for black magic.
Steiner does better damage than Freya. That's for damn sure.
I'm taking this team.
That seems like a good idea.
Zidane, Dagger, Vivi, and Steiner. Vivi and Steiner are a good combo, but Dagger can't talk.
Yeah, but we don't have any other healers or summoners, so...
But now look where we are. Ooh. We're on the ice world.
Should we stop here?
I think we should stop here, because
I can totally play longer, but our cameras are gonna die.
Yeah. I think we should.
This was sweet.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's funny to me that we're about to hit, like, 9.5 hours of recording, because half of it was YouTube.
So oh, we're yeah, ending I mean, you for should the clarify night. 9.5 hours of recording for the day.
For the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's how long our head mounted
cameras
are.
4 to 5 of it
left.
was YouTube yes. videos. And now it's our cameras funny. Are out of batteries and we want to keep playing, but we can't.
But we can't.
There's some downsides to doing the video version.
Hang on, let me.
It's getting
save
fucking
and stuff.
Awesome. It's continuing to ramp up.
Like, yeah.
That's been my sensation with this game, is there hasn't been any parts where I'm like, oh, this part sucks. And it just is slowly getting better and better and better. There was a part that was too much story, just like way too much.
Yeah,
for too
yeah.
long.
And it was like slow it down.
It's like, alright guys, let us play the fucking game already. Like, Jesus Christ. It's been a long time since we've actually had any agency.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that was awesome.
Yeah! Mine already off? I think mine already died.
Oh shit.
We must have been right on the edge.
Right
it
on
was
the
like
edge.
perfect clean stopping point.
And I think you should spend the night and we can go in the morning if you're
I
down.
I agree, I'm down.
And that's where we're gonna end episode 37.
We drove the batteries straight into the ground. No more recordings possible until the following day.
It's the end of day 8.
Mm-hmm.
There have been 8 complete days of gameplay.
And some more to come.
Many more to come.
Many more.
7 more.
We
mostly filled up with hot and cold and whatnot, but still
Man,
a little more
story.
This
whole part with Kuja, we just take a step forward and we take a step back, and then we take a step forward, and then he kidnaps someone else, and then we chase him around.
Remember that they revealed Garland?
They did reveal Remember Garland. That? They revealed Garland and have not said shit about him since.
Nope. But we learned about the Invincible. That happened, you know, this
We've learned some confusing little factoids about the Invincible. There were other models before that one.
Yeah.
Like, who what does that matter? Why is that important?
But also Terra and Gaia.
Terra and Gaia is the big little clues that are important.
The big little clues. Next week, what is this?
For the rest of the game, we're on a series of dungeons that are all City of the Ancient level, like ancient superstructures. Like, they're crazy. We're gonna get another one of the stones, I think.
This has gotta be, like, this isn't even Mount Galoog, is it?
No, we already did Mount Galoog, right? No. Oh, we did.
We got the
Galoog
stone from another place I don't think was Mount
We
got
to take it to its home in the mountain at some point. No, we're going to another dungeon that I think Kuja's... I don't remember exactly. It's a cool one. I remember that.
This is Mount Galoog that we're going to go to.
Okay, that's what we're doing right now. Yeah,
I
mean, that
I have
makes
a note
sense.
Here about
See,
the remix
obviously,
of the Grogu volcano music. that they use for Mount Galuk.
Right, okay. My favorite moment in this episode is the very end. The cinematic on the world map of the boat chasing the airship is like really epic. Like, it works great for me.
It is. And yeah, you wound up spending the night that night in the guest room.
Yeah, well, we always had this plan.
Classic sleepover.
To do like some sleepovers on this season, since Jeff's like in a new place with a guest bedroom.
Yeah. And it's just, you know,
I was like, I'll stay over.
It's like, that's the vibe we're trying to evoke, that we're forcing to evoke.
We are like forcing ourselves to
be like we're in middle school
to
again.
To pretend we're in middle school again. It is funny because I remember we got all excited about oh yeah, sleepovers would be great for the show. And then every time it was time to, it's like,
well,
I cannot make
off.
Myself excited about sleeping not at my house.
It's just like, what are we even recording?
Well, we're so old now.
We turn it off and it's like, all right, good night.
It's not like we're
going to
stay up all night watching TV. Like, I'm just like, well, I'm getting tired. I'm
going
to get to bed.
Knocking on your door like, hey, man, are you still up?
Well, yeah, exactly. And then I wake up at like 6 in the morning and wait until 10 for you to come out of your room. Like, it's just... It's great for the show.
Yeah.
But if you're listening going like, man, I should do a sleepover with my friends, maybe go on a trip.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I think we felt it more when we were at the cabin, in the cabin season, naturally.
Maybe go somewhere for a weekend.
Anyway.
It'll be great, though. It's super fun.
Next week is the Forgotten Continent, at least this time we go to it.
Yeah, it's our first time at this continent.
Thank you all for listening.
Thanks so much.
Oh, but before we go, let's check in with the Moogle and see if we've got any mail for us.
Absolutely.
Play the flute. Haley, come here.
Come here.
Bring me the message.
Her ears are upside down.
Oh, your ears are upside down. There you go. I fixed them. Oh, and they're backwards, too. That's better. That's now you're looking moogly. Thank you. Okay. It's always fun calling in the Moogle. This message comes to us from KJ, and it reads, "Great show, guys. Love No Cat. Your friendship is inspirational. If you like friends playing through games in an audio format, please check out Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games. This is an audio-only podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, and there is a video component on our YouTube channel, Talking Studios." That's the name of the YouTube channel, Talking Studios. Season 2 is currently being released, where we play through Zork, a classic adventure. Season 1, we played through The Hobbit, and between seasons, we asked different AI bots to generate games based on Planet of the Apes, Wayne's World, and Top Gun. Check out Limited Lexicon between No Cat episodes. Also, shout out to my favorite Final Fantasy player, Kgarr, who introduced me to No Cat.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone should check that out. Text-based games are severely underrated, and they should make a comeback.
Limited Lexicon. It's also great stuff for an audio podcast.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Zork is something that I've always been extremely interested in, just because of the legendary status that it kind of has.
I gotta
as like one of the early story games.
Throw out my recommendation for the Hitchhiker's Guide text game.
Oh, nice.
I think you guys should cover that.
Nice.
anyway, that
Maybe
sounds
for
fucking
season
awesome.
3 of Limited Lexicon.
People should get out there and listen to this right now. Always
Thank
glad
you so
to,
much, KJ.
To welcome another audio-only Let's Play.
Into the fold. Thank you. If you're interested in a Mognet message, they are just $25 each. Email nocatpodcast@gmail.com. That's N-O-C-K-A-T. We do payments through PayPal because we're independent. So just email me and we will do the message.
Thank you so much to all of our wonderful Patreon supporters.
Thank you.
Your support is what has kept the show going.
We appreciate it.
Keeps us at this. We truly appreciate it. And if you would like to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/nocat. And for $5 a month, you can unlock all the bonus content. That includes our current playthrough of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, presented unedited in all of its original glory. And many other playthroughs and commentary tracks and other things for you to dig through on there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a Tactics playthrough.
Yeah, Tactics.
FF Tactics. Just some random
stuff.
There's just a bunch of stuff we've played and put out there on the Patreon.
For $10 a month, we'll give you a t-shirt or a mug on top of the bonus content.
Go to the Etsy shop.
Yeah, you can also go to the Etsy shop to buy some merch.
It's a great way to support us.
And you can also just rate and review us on iTunes or tell a friend you know about the show who hasn't listened yet. That's probably the best way to support us.
Definitely is.
Because that's how the show grows.
Man, this is smooth. You're getting really good at this.
It's smooth this today. Outro. I don't, like, get better and worse at things. That's just as different on various
today
days.
Today is good. And the next time, who knows?
Some days I try things and I'm like a savant. Then other days I can't do it. And it's nothing to do about progression or any linear kind of anything.
Well, that's
just,
why we edit this show
Some days
so
the
heavily.
Spirit touches me and I deliver the Patreon spiel perfectly. And some days the spirit has left me.
What is your spirit saying about dessert?
I found dessert soup.
Oh, you said, what
I
was it?
I found dessert soup.
What was it?
I gotta look up. There was a bunch of them at this place.
Really?
But the one that caught my eye that I felt like was sort of in the realm of what I was pitching in my head was, I sent you a picture of this. It was
stew pear soup with peach gum gum?
Yeah, well, that was one of them. But sweet ginger soup with sesame rice balls.
Wow.
Sounded like, I was saying go hot and sour first, because I was like, it needs to be tangy.
Yeah.
And ginger, sweet ginger with, it looks like big matzo balls, but they're like sesame rice
they
balls
look like eggs.
In it. Anyway, this place had like a whole suite of dessert stews and soups. And
how did they spell the sweet? S-U-I-T-E?
I'm saying that word. They didn't.
A flight of dessert
yeah,
soups.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's awesome.
So it exists out there. So I think I'm doing another dessert soup this week.
Mango and mini glutinous rice balls with vanilla ice cream?
Yeah, listen to this. You can get stew pear soup with peach gum and...
Tragacanth gum?
Tragacanth gum.
Now, when they're talking about gum, are they talking about the chewable type? Or are
I
they
think
talking
it's gonna,
about like the
I think it's going to be some kind of chewy... I think it's just going to be a gum made from that. So peach gum is like a gum made out of peach. It's going to be chewy, like tapioca type stuff, I think, which is what I was also saying you would need.
It looks insane.
It does. I don't know if it looks good exactly. Well, I mean, the soup with sesame rice balls does.
We're going to have to get this sometime.
This place, I want to say, I got a... what was this place? I can't find it now on DoorDash. I think it's like a Thai place or something. I'm not sure.
It does seem to have like Thai type stuff in there.
But anyway, we're having dessert soup again because it's actually fucking real.
So, that's what we got. Enjoy.
If there was some kind of time machine where you and I could go back to the future.
Mm-hmm. And we could be like, look, don't go to the Old West.
Don't go to the Old West.
You should still get ZZ Top, but don't...
And tell them that they need to go back to the future. This is the movie... I'm going to pitch like a weird meta Back to the Future reboot here. It's called Back to the Future, and we got to go back to the future to tell them that in the third one, they can't go to the Old West. They have to go back to the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I somewhere?
Yeah, you're definitely somewhere.
This doesn't work.
No, not really.